Hey listeners, it's Kat Kruger, your Dungeon Master at D20 Dames. We're on a break between seasons, but as promised, we're still delivering content while we work on the next story arc. This episode was recorded live at GeekGirlCon 2018. As with most of our live shows, this one takes place at Emerald Forest Adventure Con. Just a quick note though, the stage we recorded on was in a very busy gaming hall, so there's quite a bit of background noise. Other than that, we hope you enjoy this special one-shot.
Has anyone heard of the podcast before?
Yeah! You will receive your checks in the mail.
For anyone who hasn't, you can find us on d20dames.com. I'm Kat Kruger, the Dungeon Master, and I'm going to just go around the table here and get everybody to introduce themselves before we dive right in.
Hi, my name is Jen Vaughn. I'm a cartoonist, and I will be playing a winged tiefling ranger named Riot.
My name is Jess Ross, and I am playing an Earth Genasi druid named Loraya.
And I am Maris Malaley. I am playing Rose Lau, who's a human monk from Shulung.
All right. So the dames have arrived in this setting. If you've heard any of our live shows before, we're back at Emerald Forest Adventure Con.
Yeah.
So this is an annual event that features a wide array of activity and programming. It includes adventuring guests, various discussion panels, celebrity signings, photo opportunities, best dress contests. The convention has a lively merchant hall. It also has a daycare.
as all good conventions do.
Yes, exactly. So you all have been hired by your contact, Mage Ogden. He was once an illusory NPC in Actual Dungeon. But you accidentally set him free. Your most recent encounter with him was at the reading of the will for his mentor, Master Amaro. And Ogden meets you at the convention about an hour early before closing. He is a very handsome red hobgoblin with perfectly styled black hair and dressed in these flowing robes. And he says to you, hello, thanks so much for helping me out, especially during High Harvest Tide. I'm sure you all have plans with your families, but understandably, after Master Amaro passed on, I've had a lot of time to think, and you're the closest thing to family I have now, so it means a lot that you take the time to help me out during this holiday.
Well, it's really great that you brought us this pumpkin spice mead. This really helps at the end of a long day here at the convention, so thank you.
The least I could do. You know, I don't have a lot, obviously, mostly on account of the fact that I was an illusion until you set me free. All I have now are some strange magic items that Amaro left me, and, you know, this overwhelming sense of existential despair.
Hey, you were an illusion?
Riot looks at him. I'm sorry, wait, do you live at the convention? Still? I mean, you used to just kind of wink out into non-existence, but now, do you sleep under these tables at night?
This is my home. This is, you know,
What happens when it's the cheese festival?
Well, then I eat really well.
That's a really good answer.
Right, I would like to reconsider where we live.
I think we should actually, we can make a triple, quadruple bunk.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a storage closet somewhere that we can fit into.
thanks for doing this. So really, I just need you to escort me to the building. And that's pretty much it. So if we come this way, and he leads you over to Little Demon Daycare. It is this fully enclosed structure in the shape of a red demon cat lying flat on its belly, and you enter through a door that's sort of embedded in the smiling mouth, and there you're sort of greeted by this pleasant tinkle of bells that marks your arrival in an enclosed foyer. And there's another closed door straight ahead of you, and it notes the operating hours of the daycare. The foyer is decorated in high harvest time tide fashion. There's like red and orange and yellow leaves, cornucopias brimming with fall fruit and vegetables. And there's a note that says that the daycare will be closing in the next hour and remain closed for high harvest tide tomorrow. Then that door opens and you see a young Arakocra enter the scene. He's wearing a red tunic and holding a clipboard. For those of you in the audience who don't know what an Arakocra is, it's basically a humanoid bird person, and in this case, it's a little eagle.
Goes up to the Arakocra, and they start doing the like winged person like high fives and like flapping their wings. And Urk, it's so good to see you.
Oh gosh. Hi, how are you?
So good. Yeah, you don't live here too, do you? I'm just taking a census.
Oh no, why would I live there? This is a new job. Obviously, I'm not working at actual tavern anymore.
Right, because of reasons.
Yeah. It's not there anymore.
Good reasons, yeah. But yeah, here I am now. I took the initiative to employ my skills here at Little Demon Daycare.
I'm glad they didn't name it actual daycare.
I'm their lighting expert. Who's your new friend?
This is Lariah.
Hey there, Urk, was it?
Hey, nice to meet you. So, what brings you to Little Demon Daycare? Do you have fledglings to pick up?
Not normally.
No, we're escorting this hobgoblin.
Our friend Ogden. You remember Ogden?
Oh yeah, that was really terrible. What happened to your mentor? I'm awfully sorry about that. But if you don't have any fledglings, you really need to leave before. And then all of a sudden, in front of the door, there's a magic mouth that appears. As though from thin air, and it says, "Picking up or dropping off." And Ogden is like rifling through his satchel. He's like, "Just a second." He's pulling out a scroll, and the mouse says, "I don't see any children. All I see are strangers."
Stranger danger!
All of a sudden, there's like the slam of metal, and the door in front and behind you are sealed with metal.
Important question. Are there any business cards associated with these slamming down doors?
You do an investigation check.
Yeah, roll that dice. Die.
One.
You are too distracted by the fact that there's this magic mouse screaming at you and the metal doors have slammed down to notice anything. And Ogden really quickly reads from the scroll as the mouse sort of flickers like an illusion. And the scroll disintegrates in Ogden's hand, and there's this bright flash of light. And you're all momentarily blinded. A few minutes later, though, you blink and look around. And as your vision comes into focus, things look somewhat off. You look over at Ogden, and he's there, only he's now an adorable 9-year-old version of himself. And my question to the rest of you are, how old are you? Riot, how old are you?
Like, how old was I before something might have happened to me? Like, they could put 27?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where I am?
Well, then why are you asking? No.
32.
And Rose?
23.
Okay, now go ahead and subtract 20 years from your age.
Oh, no! Right, 7!
Lariah's 12.
I don't speak in full sentences.
Correct.
No, you were a smart 3-year-old.
Yes.
And you also noticed that...
Wait, did all of our stuff shrink too? Are we just swimming in our clothes?
Everything shrank down.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
yeah. So we can lift our weapons.
Yeah. Okay. You notice that there is an egg with you too.
A what?
An egg.
Urk! Is Ogden still with us?
He's nine.
Wait, he's nine.
Wait. So you're at least older than Ogden.
Yeah.
Okay, thank goodness.
Are we supposed to like sit on this and warm it so we can get Urk out?
Is that a terrible voice? I'm sorry.
I will put it in my bag.
Okay, sounds good.
As you're doing that, there is a creature that sort of comes into the room.
We'll leave this egg alone.
And it is like this floating sphere with a gaping maw and a single great eye set within four eye stalks. And it just sort of like looms over you as it enters.
Gross!
And it's sort of snarling, but then it sees all of the children there, and it says, "Oh, children, where are your guardians?"
In Shulung.
I'm my own guardian.
Oh my, how precious. Are you cosplaying as your favorite adventurers?
I am an adventurer.
And Riot just shoots an arrow straight at it.
When you do that, it sort of like, there's a magic force that kind of like flops it away. And the creature says, "Oh, those are real weapons. No, that won't do at all." And all of a sudden your weapons and satchels float away in front of this creature.
Excuse me, Mrs. DM, is that before or after I put the egg in my bag?
He came in when you were doing it, so the egg comes with it. And he sees the egg and says, "Oh, my gracious, what is this?"
A friend!
Dear me, I must do something about this.
Don't eat it! Don't fry it!
No, of course not. This is a daycare.
Poach it!
Not actually. We're not an actual tavern. But come along, children, follow me. And he floats away with all of your gear sort of floating ahead. And the door to the daycare opens. On the other side, you see a large space that's filled with colorful play areas. Dividing the room is this 10-foot-tall wall. One side sort of features a rock climbing foot and handholds, while the other is covered in a rope netting. And beyond that is a water park. On the farthest, farthest side of the daycare is a door marked staff only. And that's sort of where everything is floating towards. And the creature says, "My name is Ira. And I'm here to make sure you all have happy, fun times at Little Demon Daycare."
Do you have dress up?
If you want to play dress up, but I think you already are my little one. All I ask is that you follow the rules. There are stations posted at every play area, and that will tell you what the rules are. We can't have fun without rules. Now run along, littles, and I'm going to put this egg in the refrigeration unit for safekeeping.
You have to keep it warm, not refrigerated.
It's called an incubator.
He's just floating off, whistling to himself. Ogden just sort of says, "Your friend is going to freeze, isn't he?"
This is your fault.
Whoa. We need a plan. We gotta get to that staff room.
Yeah, we gotta get our stuff back.
I know, my quarter staff is now in the staff room. I'm three, but I'm funny.
All right, so what would you like to do?
Hey, do you wanna try using the netting to get, is it like next to the staff room?
There's this 10-foot tall wall, and there's netting that goes up there, and you could sort of see from the angle at the foyer that beyond it, you couldn't really see what was up there, but beyond it you could see there's a water park and then the staff room.
Well, definitely okay. The water park direction.
Yeah.
So we'll take the netting.
All right.
And as we walk over there, can Loria just look over at Ogden and say, hey, what's going on here?
So the magic went wrong, obviously. I was supposed to turn myself into a kid because, well, here's the thing. I grew up as an illusion. All of my memories they were programmed in. Like, I'm known as Odious Ogden, the Scourge of Scars. Like, where is that even? I don't know. I just wanted to start over again.
Oh, I mean, okay, but, oh no, our situation.
Well, we're family. This is our first fight, right?
This is my first time meeting you. And you turned me into a 12-year-old. Not a great first impression.
Yes.
I already have a family. Loria, are your hormones racing? Is this a bad time for you?
Riot.
She's gonna slam the door in my face, start playing music all loud on her lid.
We gotta get out of here now. Let's get out of this netting.
All right, so you head over to the netting wall. And as promised, there's a rules station, and the magic mouse appears again. And it's using Ira's voice, and it says, welcome to Little Demon Daycare. Having fun means playing by the rules. If you want to have fun, please keep the following things in mind. No food or drink in the play area. Please keep balls in the ball area. No running, pushing, or shoving. And do not use play equipment improperly.
That's very vague.
Did you want to attempt climbing it now, or?
Yeah.
All right.
But with our hands and feet, I guess, instead of like, I don't know, knives in our mouths. Like.
Don't use, hey. No mouth. No mouth. All
right. I don't know if I have the manual dexterity for this, or strength.
Well, speaking of which, I do need all of you to make a strength athletics check for me.
I can't 18. Even spell athletics.
21.
I hate my dice.
Ogden got a 17.
No, 12.
All right. You all successfully climb up the rope netting. And when you reach the top of the netting, you're on the top of the 10-foot wall. And there you see a rickety-looking wooden bridge. It's got wood rails, and below it is a ball pit.
Rose, like, grabs onto Lariah's, like, knee and just is scared and is holding on.
Ryan really tries to shake her off.
I thought you were my friend.
Yeah, that's, and she just like awkwardly pats her head.
But I'm scared. I'm a lot shorter than I used to be.
I mean, not a lot shorter.
Rose, I can try to fly you across.
Rose, you notice that Riot's wings are like stubby little nubs.
But I can lift myself up 1 inch if I think.
I can throw you into the ball pit.
Actually, that kind of sounds fun.
Wait a minute. What if there's like a gross moldy sandwich in there or something?
Why
it's a risk
does
we all
everybody
take.
Have to ruin the ball pit for me? It's so much fun.
Or it could be poop in there.
Mariah, throw me in the ball pit.
It's weird
I don't
that's
care.
What convinced you. Okay, yeah.
No, I don't care. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear Riot's crazy ideas. I just want to go into the ball pit.
Lariah's just going to lift her and toss her right in the ball pit. Right.
Or a sandwich made out of poop.
What is your obsession with poop?
No, I was just combining the other two things.
She's a tiefling.
Rose, I need you to make a strength saving throw as you fall into the balls.
Do they appear to be some sort of weird hard plastic type thing?
17.
Okay, you with your, even though you're 3, you have channeled your monk abilities and have managed to stay afloat of the balls.
Cool.
All right, and
I also have slow fall.
What would Riot and Lariah like to do?
I'm going to walk across the bridge. Or Riot's going to walk across the bridge.
Yeah, same. Lariah will also walk across.
And Rose is swimming.
I am swimming through the ball pit. But I've always dreamed of doing it, and finally no parents around to tell me I can't.
Riot's pulling out a rope from her pack.
You don't have your pack.
Oh, right.
She starts unwinding her clothing.
I don't want to have to mend that.
Can you at that age?
I can pretend.
What's your what marching order are you going in on the bridge? It's only one at one.
I'll go right. I'll go first.
All right.
I'll go right after, and then I'll get behind.
Okay. So Riot, you get about halfway through across the bridge, and then from under the bridge, something jumps up on the bridge, and it is a troll. And it is demanding lunch money.
I got some, like, hard candies. Will that work? That's not lunch money, is it?
I mean, what do you need money for? Don't they give you lunch here?
Is the troll a kid, too?
Yeah.
Of course.
How about this? What if you come with us, and we'll get you all the lunch money? We're going to the staff room.
Yeah.
We're going where the adults go.
Whoa.
You don't even need the lunch money. There's probably full of candy. What else would be in a staff room?
What?
Or sandwiches made out of good things.
No, Ira gives us snacks, but I want snack money, not snacks.
So there's
cut out the middleman.
What's that?
Cut out the middleman.
Yeah, you know, every time you pay somebody for food, you lose a little bit. Even at 7, right? You're always the business one.
The troll seems really confused, and
so we run by him. He's confused.
He's gonna shake the bridge as you're doing that. So you're both everybody on the bridge needs to make a dex saving throw to get past him.
Man, this ball pit is fun.
A dex saving throw, you say?
Yes.
17.
All right.
Nice try!
Ogden got a 15.
11.
All right, Lariah,
avenge me.
You fall into the ball pit right next to Rose, who's just swimming like she's
cannonball!
Like, yeah. But Riot and Ogden are able to push past the troll, and the troll also falls into the pit.
Fun time's over.
Is there like a ladder on the other side of the cavern for us to get?
So on the other side, there's more netting.
Okay.
On both sides of the wall, so you can climb down into the ball pit, and you can climb down to the other side to the water park.
Oh, I mean, well, Ryan's just gonna jump in the ball pit at this point. Like, what's the point? Yeah, I jump down.
Right. Lariah and Riot, you need to make a strength saving throw.
15.
13.
All right, you're both able to stay afloat, and you can swim across as the troll is just sort of like screaming at you for lunch money. But then he falls behind.
I threw a ball at his head.
Oh, whoa.
She's not a monk yet.
Ira shows up, floats over. And you hear, littles, there's no rough housing in the ball pit. We're gonna have to put you in a time out.
I throw a ball at her. Or him.
So one of the eye stalks zaps out at you.
Yee.
And you need to do a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. 22.
Oh, all right.
All right.
So in frustration, you see this beam go down at you, and it doesn't actually do anything, and Ira just sort of stares at you with all four stalks just staring directly at you.
I stare back.
That is not very nice. Do I need to put you back where we started with the other littles, or can you play with the bigs?
I can play with the bigs.
Okay.
Ers.
You have a 1 minute timeout. You have to sit in the corner here for 1 minute.
Okay.
And he just sits there and waits.
Which direction?
Face the corner over here.
Am I still in the ball pit?
You're still in the ball pit. You're not allowed to have fun while you're in the ball pit, though.
My little toes are under the ball pit, kicking a little ball back and forth, but nobody can see.
Mariah, I bet Rose is farting in the ball pit.
All right, so
I would like to point out, I don't think I have a diaper.
All right, so August.
I wasn't wearing one before. Size down with my costume.
The fart of unbroken air.
So Ogden is—he's gone over to the other side, and he's sort of—he's sort of waiting for you impatiently. But then he sort of also sees that Rose is in timeout, and he's like, "Come on, let's go."
Can we just, like, lift Rose up and take her with us and just call out, like, she's not having fun. Look at how miserable she is being held.
Ira looks over at you and says, oh, are you cheating too?
Nope. Drops her.
That's what I thought. 1 minute timeout. What would you like to do?
I guess keep walking. Desert her.
We can't move her.
That's fair. That's a good point.
Now what? The bigs can go and the littles will stay.
So Raya, you're going to stay with Rose?
Yeah.
All right. And then Lariah and Ogden will move on? Okay.
Avenge us! No.
All right. So I need Lariah and Ogden to make another athletics check to climb down the ladder. Sorry, the rope. Ogden got a 16.
22.
Climb down the ladder real quick, and you have arrived at the water park feature of Little Demon Daycare. It's spread out across the width of the building, and it stretches out 30 feet long. As soon as you arrive here, there's a rules station, and the voice says, the same intro, but it says, no running, diving, or pushing, no food or drink, no breath holding underwater, and no yelling or screaming.
So drinking underwater?
But also, like, how sanitary is this thing? Like, no drink? It's already liquid. Like,
So there, you can see that there are two ways of crossing the water park. One is a water slide that sort of deposits all the kids about 10 feet away from the staff-only door. The other way is like this lazy river raft, and there are a bunch of like water tubes kind of drifting by very slowly, and they can hold two people each. The water slide has a very long lineup.
I was just going to ask if I have time to take the water slide and then walk back and then take it again with Rose and Riot, but I guess not. I guess we'll get in line for the water slide so that we can hold the spots for when Rose and Riot show up.
Okay.
Is that about now, too?
Yeah. Like,
when we get to the front of the line is when you show up.
It better be holding spots for us.
Yeah.
Kind of team members, family.
Ogden is really impatient, and he's like, look, this is going to take forever. Your friend is probably going to, you know, maybe not be around if we stay here. We need to, like, cut the line or something.
Right, yep. Thinking,
I don't have any spells like that. Line cutting, teeth sharpening. Maybe we could distract them with something?
Why are we cutting? I just got here. I don't want to break more rules, but I do.
I mean, there wasn't a rule against magic, was there? Lorelai is just going to, like, look around real quick to make sure no one's looking at her, and then just, like, stomp the ground super, super hard and cast Earth Tremor, like, at the center of, like, the line in front of her.
Okay.
So that, like, it's a 10-foot radius, but it's, like, all of them. And she's just going to try to knock them all over so that we can just be like, oh, no, these people are falling. Oh,
did you slip on something? We'll figure it out. Excuse me.
We're just going to go through and check on everyone one by one. Oh, and we're at the front of the line now.
What do the kids in front of you have to do?
Dex saving throw.
Okay.
How long is the line?
Oh, at least 10 feet, I hope.
What's the dexterity save for that?
It is 12.
Okay.
Can you please stop rolling so well?
Yeah, I know. So,
all right.
You knock one kid over.
We cut back in.
Raya just kind of goes, and like slides her hands over her face and disguises herself to look like Ira.
Excuse me, these kids need to go to the front of the line.
She thinks she's doing a very good impression.
Pardon me.
Perfect to me.
And we start pushing, and like the ice stocks are like.
Sure.
But I guess I'm a smaller version.
Yeah. And you hear little kids whisper, is that Ira's kid or something? What's going on here?
Don't you see the resemblance?
and you push your way past. And what's your marching order for sliding down the water slide?
I'm second.
Oh, yeah, Laura will go first.
I'll go with Laura.
I'll be third, and then Ogden. Yeah.
I guess probably Lorelai, like, puts Rose in her lap. Is she too small to go by herself?
I am. I didn't see any, was this, like,
I'm
on a Discovery
sure
Channel? No.
The line is up here, and I don't reach it.
All right, so you slide down the water slide and pop out the other side and land, 10 feet outside the staff-only door.
Ryan's starting to cry.
My mouth was open.
using my elemental attunement, I just add a little extra like water splash as Lorelai and I go down because I'm having so much fun.
Ira comes over when you say your mouth was open and says, "Did you drink while you were in the pool area?"
No, and like Ryan's like shifting like. Uncasting the spell like back into its teeth.
I was yawning because the slide wasn't that cool.
It was cool,
but like, and I just got a little, excuse me.
I was very disappointed in you.
Do you need a lozenge?
You need to make a dexterity saving throw.
12.
You're going in timeout. And the eye stalk zaps over at you, and you are in a bubble.
Can I not dodge out of the way?
That was your dex saving throw.
Yeah. Oh, so I automatically try to get out of the way? Good kid.
Yeah, that sounds accurate for Riot.
So you are enclosed in a sphere for 1 minute. Nothing can get in or out.
I'm just motioning to the staff room, go, go!
All right.
Yeah, let's go. We just head toward the staff room, I guess.
Yeah. As soon as Ira turns away, we...
Can we, when can Ira turns it? Away, can we, like, push Riot's bubble along with us?
you can. I need you to all do a stealth check.
And Rose is totally helping by, like, sort of, like, trying to push the bottom of the bubble, but, like, can't really reach it.
Do I do an athletics to see if I can run inside or if I'm just, like...
like hamstering.
Yeah.
Like,
sure. I have 14 for Lorelai.
I've
got a 4.
Wait. 14.
All right.
I'm so short.
So Ogden and Riot are sort of working in counter opposition to Loriah and Rose, and it's the bubble is just moving very slowly. they're just not coordinating this bubble movement.
We have no coordination. That comes later. At least 9? Maybe?
So are you still going to continue pushing Riot?
Yeah. We'll try to keep pulling her along.
All right. Ogden is just like, come on, we have to hurry up. Your friend, we need to save him, right?
Yeah, we do need to save him. Also, what exactly was your plan again? Why are we here? Why are we kids?
Well, I mean, all of you becoming kids is kind of an accident.
There was you just wanted us to drop you off here.
What? Yeah, exactly. You were supposed to drop me off here. I guess there was some sort of weird, wild surge magic thing going on in the foyer, and you all accidentally got turned into kids, but there's a thing in the staff office that I really need to complete my whole reset of life. And I also want to help your little egg buddy, because that's collateral damage.
Twice. Like, he's now been collateral damage for you twice.
Yes. Thank you, sister.
No, three times.
Was that speech about a minute long?
Yeah, at that point, it's like, pop.
There's no air in there!
You can hear Ira say, yes, there was, you're lying.
Come at me.
All right, so you arrive at the staff-only section of the daycare, and there is a metal door at the end of Little Demon Daycare that has the words staff-only on it, painted on it with a picture of a spectator that looks just like Ira. Through a 3-foot square window on the right, you see a small office with storage cabinets along with a kitchenette and refrigeration unit. And on the far wall is a wand in a glass case with a sign above it that reads, use only in case of traumatic experience. And the door is closed.
I can't see. Can someone lift me up? I can't see.
Right, it's jiggling the knob.
are there any other kids nearby?
There are the kids being deposited out of the water slide, so they just kind of keep coming out in a flow.
Lariah is just going to, like, reach over and tap one of those kids on the shoulder and just like, hey, kid, go have fun. And she's going to cast Spider Climb so that that kid can just, like, start walking up the walls to distract Ira.
Nice. So, yeah, you see Ira go over. Oh no, littles, that's not one of the rules, is it? And there's like zapping going on and spheres, and little kids are screaming because they're like, spider, what just happened here? So yeah, you've successfully distracted Ira.
Now jiggle the knob.
As you jiggle the knob, a magic mouth appears, and it says in Ira's voice, password?
Boring.
Please?
Did you need a password reminder, Ira?
Yes,
yeah.
Please.
So it recites, I'm closed at night, I give you sight.
Eyes?
The door clicks open.
Somebody needs to get their password.
I don't get it.
We'll explain when you're older.
Aww. Why is it always when I'm older?
Who wants to retrieve Urk?
I get Urk. Where's Urk? Where's the egg?
Lariah will follow Rose to just make sure she doesn't drop Urk.
Ryan starts heading to the wand.
You're going to have to let's do dexterity. Dice off.
9.
One more time. What's your modifier, actually?
+3.
All right. So you snatch the wand before Ogden can get it. And he says, no, please.
I hand it to him.
That was mean. Is that what sisters do?
Yeah.
Yes.
And Rose, you safely take out Irk from the refrigeration unit. So Ogden turns to all of you and he says, this is what I came for. I heard that Ira had this wand that he uses in case there's some sort of traumatic experience at the daycare and it sort of wipes your memory. And
sounds illegal.
I wouldn't know. I've never lived on the outside. Basically, what I want to do is erase my memory so I can start again. And I have all of you to thank, but at the same time, after I do this, we're going to be strangers. So,
but can we be adults?
Oh, yes, and he grabs his satchel and gives you the a scroll, and it says, this will dispel the magic that's on you, but you probably want to go back to the foyer, because if you do it here, Ira is going to go a little nuts, so...
Fair.
yeah.
Get really arrested.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your plan once your memory's erased? Because, like, we know a couple of dads.
Yeah, they can adopt you.
Well, that would be great. Okay, promise? And he's like, puts out his little pinky.
If we can do the paperwork. No, it's complicated.
No, it would be four-way pinky hook.
Yeah. You gotta spit on your hand first.
So you do the spit, pinky swear, your little pinkies are dripping, and then Ira...
Zelda will be so happy.
Ogden waves the wand, and who are all of you?
Your sisters, I think, technically. Not technically.
Yeah.
Someone else handle this.
We're your friends. Now, can you go distract that big eye thing while we go the other way? Because we just did you a big favor. And here's some candy.
I think I hit my head because I don't remember anything.
It's okay.
Your name is Ogden.
Ogden.
And you work for us.
Okay.
Get his lunch money.
As you're trying to formulate this plan, at the front of the daycare, you notice a familiar voice.
Hello, I'm here to pick up my children.
Hello, it's under Hallwinter, Silvar Hallwinter.
Hello, kitties.
So Ira comes over and says, "Oh, yes, your littles. They were very well behaved."
Of course.
And he brings over your kids.
Come here, children. It's time to go back home to Phandalin.
Do it. All sprint.
We hustle butts.
My
that tiefling looks really familiar to me.
Silver babies, we're coming fast for you.
And I'm actually picking these children up as well. Of course, you know I have my own daycare back in Phandalin, and these kids were with me, and I'm taking them too with me.
Yep.
And another that I don't know at all.
She's with us.
Yeah.
She's with us.
And the egg that Ogden
sort of waves over too.
And then
are you my dad?
Oh gosh, not again. Please. Everyone with me into the mini caravan.
Let's go.
It's got a sliding wooden door.
Do I have to pay for all of these children? Or did they prepay to get in here?
I imagine you.
Yes, we did. We paid at the beginning. Yes, yes, we've all settled up. Let's go.
And you head out with Sildar, and who wants to read the scroll?
I can't read.
What does the scroll do?
Lariah will read it.
I would like to keep you as children if we can. You're so adorable. It's so cute.
Quick. We can read it with Ogden in your presence.
Oh, no. We'll scoot Ogden away.
So all right. So you read it, and all of the dames and Irk? You gain your 20 years back.
Egg.
And do our bags magically come flying back to us and all of our weapons?
Yeah, when you're heading out, like Ira just sort of like floats it all to the front in the foyer for you to collect, and you saved Urk and reset Ogden's life, and now he might have a dad in
Vandalwood. And we owe Sildar a really nice meal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You owe me a new house with more
some
rooms.
Money for the clothing. And
some tuition for the kids.
some friend money.
Hey, Sildar, while you're at it, is there a role that Urk can fill in Phandalin?
Oh.
Because I think he needs a new job that's a little bit more stable.
Of course, we can talk about it. I'm open to interviewing for positions. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, you're going to have to sit on him for... Oh, no, wait, he's come back. You know what? You're going to have to sit on him.
Yeah, gosh,
you light fellow from Actual Tavern, right?
Yes, so we can always use more lights in Phandalin.
Hello, sir.
Hello again? Yeah, we'll figure something out.
All right.
She's very useful.
And that is the end of the adventure. Thank you so much for listening, everyone.
Hey everyone, it's Kat again. If you're going to be in Seattle for GeekGirlCon 2019, check us out for yet another live show there on Sunday, November 17th at 2:30. Also, there's still time to get your questions in for our special Q&A episode. You've got until September 30th to ask us about the characters, story, and what goes on to produce the podcast. Call 775-391-8547. That's 775-391-8547. And remember to leave your name so we know who to shout out to during the recording. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.